It's a mini-series. We do these occasionally. Today, day one. Day one of the mini-series is Best Time to Buy Anything. And Aaron Hufstetler joins us now. Aaron's from Frugal Living. Is it frugallivingatabout.com? I've got your website here. I can't make it out.
It is, yes.
So frugallivingatabout.com?
Correct.
Okay, got it. All right, so the best time to buy anything. Month by month, we can break this down. You know, the surprising thing about this list, Aaron, as I took a look at it, is that it seems that if it's a popular time of year for something, that's not a bad time to buy it. Is that generally true?
Often that's the case, but sometimes you'll find that it's kind of the opposite, too. You know, maybe buying an air conditioning system now would be a smart move. So it's a little bit of both.
So buying air conditioning now would make sense because they're not selling a lot of them, so the price is down.
Yeah, demand is down, and they take up a lot of storage space, so they're ready to sell them.
All right. Now, why is January a good month to buy soda?
Believe it or not, it's because we're still kind of in that holiday mode, and things are on sale, you know, because of New Year's and those types of things.
So they have more soda than they need. They overbought. Now they got to get rid of it.
Yeah, they're very heavy right now on pretty much anything that you were buying earlier this year for Christmas and for New Year's.
What about thrift stores? January, a great month for thrift stores.
The absolute best month for thrift storing, yeah. What happens is at the end of December, everybody's trying to get in the last little bit of donations on their tax records. So they get hit very hard with inventory, and they need to move it quickly because they're really pretty limited on the storage space for that type of stuff.
Why is January good for sneakers?
Because everybody's back to the commitment to trying to work out and get in shape again.
Oh, yeah.
And that's one of those items that actually is at its best price when people want it most.
In February, great month to buy canned foods. Is that because the world's coming to an end? What do we know? Do you have a secret there?
Kind of a funny one. It's actually National Canned Food Month. And so you'll see a lot of the grocery stores running fun promotions around those types of things.
Also, this is interesting, and I can't wait to hear your explanation for this. Why is February a good month to buy condoms?
Believe it or not, it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah.
Yep.
So it's nookie time again every year around this time, whether you want to or not. Dental care, big month in February. Got to get your teeth right so you can get lucky on Valentine's Day. But recliners, also a big deal.
Yeah, and that really is because there are certain times a year that furniture hits the store, and so they're trying to move last year's inventory to make room for this year's.
In March, frozen foods and boats. Well, boats, I guess, make sense because they want to move a bunch of boats before the season kicks in, right?
Absolutely. And with the frozen foods, it kind of goes back to the, like with the canned goods, it's National Frozen Foods Month.
Okay. Why is cheese big in April?
Because of all of the Easter prep. So you're going to find that anything that is going to go into your Easter meal is going to be a great price.
Right, and that would include pie crusts and anything related to making things around your Easter meal?
Yeah, I mean, even things like ham and flour, just anything that goes into that meal is a great time to stock up for the year.
But then also, on the other side of the coin, vacuum cleaners and tires, big in April. What's up with that?
With the tires, there's a sale ahead of spring because they know everybody's kind of gearing up again for vacationing, and that's the time of year people are thinking about getting some good tires on their cars again. And March, kind of the same thing. It's that warm up for spring, and people are starting to get back to cleaning again, and that's the time you're going to.
Oh, spring cleaning! All right, I'm catching on.
Yeah.
Bottled water in May, is that prep for parties?
It is, yeah. You're getting back into party season again. Everybody's outside grilling, and so you're going to find all the grilling supplies are back on sale.
Tools in June, you know, around Father's Day. So, again, if they have an excess supply of something, they want to cut deals with you to make it more attractive to buy. Mother's Day, there's a lot of Mother's Day-related things previously as well. Summertime, getting into July and August, a lot of it relates to picnicking and things like that. In August, breakfast bars, a great month to buy breakfast bars. Is that because we're getting ready for back to school?
It absolutely is. So you're going to find all the companies pushing, you know, they're kind of get ready quick foods in the mornings, and you're also going to see the coupons are going to show up again in the Sunday insert, so it's a great time to buy that stuff.
And it's exciting for me. It's also August is a great month to buy new underwear.
Yeah,
every year in August, I like to get new underwear. One pair a year. It's fantastic. In September... September is a big month for wine and cheese.
Yeah, it is. And kind of one of those weird ones. There's not a huge explanation behind it.
It's just a seasonal deal.
It is. It's a seasonal thing, and I think there's probably some inventory flip out going on there before the holidays. But, yeah, it's definitely a good time to buy those things.
And why is October big for broth? It's broth month.
It's a big broth month, yeah. It's really because everybody's sort of stockpiling for the winter ahead of all the cold. And so, you know, we're back into soup season again. That's a key ingredient.
Not surprisingly, November is all about great deals on food, everything getting ready for the big Thanksgiving meal, and then starting to get into the Christmas season, and then again back to next December. A lot of food-related things, one of the big things in December, which you'll have to explain to me, is carpeting and flooring. Is that because it's the end of the year and they're trying to clear out?
There's some of that going on. They're also trying to really push people to think about renovating before guests come, so there's sales tied into that. And honestly, it's a slow season. You know, you're thinking about renovations when the weather's good. So, yeah, they're wanting to move what they can.
And why is that? I mean, we always see a ton of car commercials in December.
It's the end of the year clearance for them. So they really, in a lot of cases, need to move inventory or they're going to have to pay taxes on it.
Can you get Michael Bolton off my TV?
I wish everybody could, yeah.
It's a cool list. It really is. So how do we find out more about frugal living from what you do every day?
I would recommend checking out my site. I'm updating it daily with a lot of tips along these lines.
And that website again is?
It's frugalliving.about.com.
Frugalliving.about.com. Thanks for coming on. I appreciate it. Tomorrow on the program, how to get a human being when you call customer service. And then on Friday, your secrets, experts, your secrets. So think about what you can contribute to the other listeners. We'll ask you about that on Friday. Still to come, more of the nonsense you eat on a day where America was shocked to find out we may be running out of Velveeta.